Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia. It assumes significance in the backdrop of the two countries arriving at an agreement on patrolling arrangements in areas along the line of actual control, or LAC. The meeting between Prime Minister Modi and the Chinese President is the first structured meeting in the last 5 years. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi asked BRICS nations to unite and cooperate strongly to deal with terrorism and terror financing. He added that there is no place for double standards on such a serious issue. At the closed plenary session of the 16th BRICS summit in Kazan, Mr. Modi stressed on the need to take active steps to prevent radicalization among the youth. He called for working together on the pending issue of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism in the UN. The Prime Minister also highlighted that work should be done for global regulations, for cyber security, safe and secure AI. He said that there are a lot of expectations from BRICS in view of new challenges of cyber security, deep fake and disinformation in the age of technology. Later, addressing the BRICS Leaders Summit, Mr. Modi said BRICS represents 40% of the world's humanity and around 30% of the economy, and the grouping has achieved several milestones in the last two decades. He expressed confidence that this organization will emerge as a more effective medium to face global challenges in the coming times. Mr. Modi also extended the support to Brazilian President Lula da Silva as the next president of BRICS. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a 3-day visit to India from tomorrow for the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, or IGC. Prime Minister Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the Intergovernmental Consultations on the 25th of this month. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and Chancellor. Both the leaders will also hold bilateral talks. Severe cyclonic storm Dana is most likely to make landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra off the Odisha coast in the late night of tomorrow or early morning of Friday. Wind speed of Dana will be 100 to 120 km per hour during the landfall. The Met Department has said the depression over the east central Bay of Bengal has turned into a severe cyclonic storm this morning. As the severe cyclone is likely to affect the Bhitarkanika National Park in Kendrapara district of Odisha, forest officials are taking all precautionary measures to save the animals and many other species of flora and fauna in the national park. Talking to media in New Delhi, NDRF DIG Mohsin Shahidi said, four teams have been kept in reserve in West Bengal. He added that preparations have been made in Andhra Pradesh's Vizag as well. Meanwhile, Indian Coast Guard has implemented a series of preventive measures to safeguard lives and property ahead of the landfall of Cyclone Dana. Delhi's air quality continues to remain in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the air quality index in the national capital was recorded at 367 at 12 noon. In a related development, the Supreme Court today said that the Commission for Air Quality Management Act provision on penalty for stubble burning is not being implemented. Meanwhile, Additional Solicitor General ASG Aishwarya Bhatti, representing the centre, assured the court that rules would be finalised within 10 days and the act would be made fully operational. In business news, the domestic benchmark indices today ended with losses for the third consecutive session. The BSE Sensex shed 139 points to close at 80,082, and the NSE Nifty fell 37 points to settle at 24,435. And in sports, in men's hockey, India crashed to a 0-2 defeat against Germany in the first match at the Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi. For Germany, Henrik Mertens in 4th minute and skipper Lukas Windfeder at the 30th minute scored goals. This series is special as it will mark the return of international hockey to the Indian capital after a decade. The second test of the series will be played tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.